Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the morning show. We've got Gary in the big black chair this morning. I got the green one.
Oh, you did too.
I did too, yeah. Anyways, thanks a lot for tuning in. It's finally, we're getting a break in the weather here, and I see blue sky and only clouds, but at least it's not raining.
At least
raining.
You turned the board on.
Yeah, the board is on.
You can't talk, but you turned the board. Well, your tongue's all tired from all the flute playing you've been doing on that. Well,
I have, which reminds me of
that. Actually is Tim playing the flute on that.
Every morning I haul out on that. Yeah, those lessons in high school really paid off.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
But you gave up cello in the marching band for the flute.
I just couldn't handle that wheel on that darn cello.
I thought, weren't you the guy that used to have the chair and you'd drag it up and sit down and then you'd have to...
And then they'd catch up to me and then I'd have to run up to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. It got to be a little tiring for me. And the band kind of hated it, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, look at that. Is it really 6 degrees out there?
It's Fahrenheit or
that's Celsius.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it probably. It's chilly.
Yeah.
It's nippy, what's that, it's
about 38?
40? No, it's be 40. I don't know. You're the one that speaks that language.
No, that language. Let's see. Is there a thing here where I can actually change it?
9/5 plus 32. So what's 9/5 of 6?
Oh, man. I can't think that like that this morning.
19.2 plus 32. No, it can't be that much.
No.
951.
Anyway, they're the column for some mix of sun and cloud today. High of 15 degrees. UV index is 3. No tinfoil hat required today.
No, not today. When I was driving over here, though, you can kind of see between the mountains to the west, there's a lot of snow on some of those peaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not on the front range there.
No, further
back
in.
A little ways, yeah.
Wow. Definitely.
Way up high, there's the one that was really quite wintry looking.
Lots of key. I was wondering about that the other day. When are we going to get something up top of the Skimmerhorns or whatever? But a little later yet, I guess.
We closed the top part of the road to the summit in Glacier Park over in Montana.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's closed because of the snow.
First snowfall of the year up there, probably.
Yeah. Jimmy and Lisa from Real Food were just down there on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And they went over the summit over to the east side of the park, and now they couldn't do it. A week later, they couldn't do that.
Wow.
Huh. It wouldn't be recommended.
No.
That way.
Jeez. Kind of wild. And look at that. Tomorrow, the chance of rain starts again.
Oh, it wasn't supposed to be that way.
40%, though. That's not much.
It's just something about that just ain't right.
Yeah.
You know?
But look at that. Right through to next Wednesday. And it was supposed to be nice next week.
It is if you like cold, wet, rainy weather.
That's right, yeah. We're going to be in the low teens with rain or chance of shower, 60% right through to next Wednesday.
Yahoo!
Yeah, I know, I'm pretty pumped. All right, I don't know what we got here.
No telling.
Oh, see, I played that one yesterday, so we're not playing that. Well, maybe we'll play. Linda's at the top of the list, so we'll play a little bit of Back in the USA. Okay. Right here on
Sooth Kootenai Radio.
Right on.
Come on out here, Linda Ronstadt.
Put you up there.
Back in the USA. Come on, darling.
Just touch down on an intimate when we're laying on the beach. My friends and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
See how they smile, picks in a sty, see how they snide. Good old hen, she lays eggs for the railroad man. Sometimes 8 and sometimes it's 10, and that's enough for the railroad man. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. He ain't laid an egg since away last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. He ain't laid an egg since away last fall. Cluck when I tell you, cluck old hen, or I'm gonna sell you. Last time you cackled, cackled a lot. Next time cackles, cackles in a pot. And cluck old hen, cluck and sing. He laid an egg since away last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. He laid an egg since away last fall. Sometimes two, that's enough for the whole damn crew. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since away last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since away last fall.
There you go. Fats Kaplan there with Cluck Old Hen. I guess you'll have to tell me that story on the next
one. Yeah. The Cluck Old Hen. Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah.
There we go. Gary and I chatting up a storm.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes. We got some ketchup time here. Yeah.
Did you bring the ketchup? I forgot it. Damn. Rusty, go get the ketchup.
I got some hot sauce here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, that's Fats Kaplan from the World of Wonder Down Under, and that one came out in 2009. Yeah,
but it's no longer available, you say?
Yeah, it's out of print, apparently. Wow. Yeah. But, oh, what do we have before that? Jim Carrey with I Am the Walrus. That's actually an album.
Oh, he's getting all choked. Every time he talks about it, he gets all choked up and emotional. And
I do. That's an album George Martin put out in 1998 called In My Life, and all Beatles songs and a whole bunch of different stars on there.
And they're just falling right off your tongue.
Goldie Hawn's one I know. Of course, Jim Carrey doing I'm the Walrus. And I just forget who else was on there.
There's so many. It's just a...
Yeah, I think even Jeff Beck did one tune on there, if I remember.
It's just a pantheon of entertainment icons.
Oh, Celine Dion does one. And Billy Connolly does For the Benefit of Mr. K.
Oh, you got to play that later. I'd love to hear him do it.
Okay, well, we'll put that one in the bin to play later then. And what else do we have? Jeff Beck. He does A Day in the Life. Phil Collins, Robin Williams, and Bobby McFerrin do Come Together.
Oh, cool.
Oh, but here's a good one. Sean Connery does In My Life.
Does he talk it or sing
he
it?
He talks it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and Vanessa Mae does Because. Vanessa Mae, of course, the young classical fiddle player. They're a violin, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess if they're classical, they ain't fiddles.
They ain't a fiddle, no.
No, get it straight, yeah.
Although sometimes they can cross that bridge.
And they do, yeah.
They can fiddle while Ron burns, you know.
That's right.
Just in case it's needed.
Anyways, what do we got?
I'm choked up again there, Tim.
I am choked up. Man. I think I inhaled something.
The air.
Yeah, no, I think the darn hair come down there.
Wait a minute. No, impossible. Impossible.
Not long enough, no. Anyways, we've got this day in Canadian history we'll do.
We better get on to that because there's some really important stuff.
Oh, is there ever. And the first story is from 1976 out of Montreal, Quebec, when Montreal Alouette kicker Don Sweet notches his 17th and 18th consecutive field goals, setting a world record before 68,500 fans in the first football game played at the Olympic Stadium.
What was the world record in? What was the world record?
For field goals. Is that what you mean?
He's the first guy ever to kick 17 in a row?
17 in a row. 17 and 18. But then it says here that he went on to run it up to 21 before missing. So isn't the record 20?
Yeah, maybe. No, 21.
But I think he broke the record when he hit 17.
Oh, well, he should be remembered.
Yeah.
But he's not. So.
No, that's right.
Next.
Yeah, next. Let's see here. We won't get to too many of them. See if we can find some good stories here. But I think
wrong page, I think.
Yeah, let's actually skip it. I don't think there's anything good here today. Oh, no, there's one more here that we've got to talk about. And it's from 1993 at Niagara Falls, Ontario. And that's when Dave Mundy takes his second plunge over Niagara Falls in a barrel. The 53-year-old diesel mechanic from Ontario, and he's also the first person to make two trips over the falls. His previous one was in 1985.
Wow. Just didn't learn the first time, I guess.
No, I thought it was illegal to do that since like the 50s or something.
Oh, yeah. But you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
I should say, yeah.
Not like, oh, yeah, like,
oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
a world traveler.
Yeah, really. See, it was there when we were in Switzerland, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was 5 years old when we were there. And remember going in the museum. Have you been there where they've got the barrels and the contraptions that people have gone over the falls in?
Yeah.
It must be on the U.S. side of it.
Well, I didn't do any touristy stuff. It was so busy when I went there. The guys, I was working there just a couple of miles upstream.
Oh, okay.
And the guy said, oh, you ever been to Niagara Falls? I go, no. So they drove me down there. It was, 8 o'clock at night or something.
Did they have them all lit up?
Oh, all lit up. Pretty cool. And the mist everywhere, you know. But there were so many tourists. I looked at it, and because I'm in the water business, I just go, yeah.
Yeah, it's water.
That's water, yeah. Okay, I'm out of here. You know.
Yeah, we're on vacation from Kansas City up there. Yeah, from Switzerland, that's right. Yeah, we just hopped over the pond.
Yeah.
But my dad's sister and her husband lived overlooking the river upstream. Oh. I don't know how far upstream from it, but they took us down there, and I was like 5 years old, and it was pretty...
Pretty impressive.
Pretty something to see, but I remember the thing I loved the most was that museum where they had the barrels and all the things that they had retrieved that people had tried to go over the falls in.
Yeah.
Not my idea of a good time.
No. I mean, I've heard there's actually a place where you can go down and there's a place where you can walk behind the falls.
Yeah. You know? I would like to have done that, but we didn't get that quite that involved.
No. But
go out on the Maid of the Mist.
Oh, you went on that too?
No.
Oh, no. See, that would have been cool too. You know?
If you like being wet.
Yeah, well, that's right. They give you a slicker.
A slicker. Yeah, I wonder if you get to keep it.
I don't think so.
Does that make you a blue nose?
No, probably not.
It's in the wrong part of the country for blue
nose. Well, the water's not salty enough, I guess.
Yeah, I could probably so.
That must be it. Anyways, should we carry on with some music here?
Might as well.
Because I see, of course, we talked about this total disgrace of this guy yesterday, but it was on this day in 88 that Ben Johnson was stripped of his Olympic gold medal.
Yeah.
Yeah, for following a positive drug test, yeah.
Too bad he wasn't wearing underwear. Never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah, I'm afraid to ask. Yeah. Anyway, so well, let's throw on that Billy Connolly now. Then it might be kind of fun.
Song number two, as they say in Scotland.
Is it number two?
Number two.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's give her a spin.
I'm learning how to speak Scotch.
Of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late to Pablo Fanky's fair. What a scene! Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly, through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Messrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. His tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 Somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Having been some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is popping the bell.
Lost.
Hey, kids, that was for a listener we got, looks like, in Walport, Oregon, out there on the coast of Oregon somewhere. Just so coincidental that I have a very good friend that lives in Walport, Oregon. And I'm sure that that's not our very own Terrence Hill that's listening this morning, but whoever's listening, give old Terry a call and tell him, hey, I heard you on the radio. You should have been listening.
Anyway, that was something from the Grapevine Warp album.
Yeah, yeah, by our very own Terrence Hill, the greatest singer-songwriter ever. Too bad he's not listening this morning and you hear us saying that kind of stuff about him. Poor guy. Yeah. He always seems to miss it when his stuff's on the radio. And he said he actually had never heard that song played on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So too bad he wasn't listening this morning, but...
Bummer.
Like I say, whoever, Walport Wally or whatever the guy's name is supposed to give Terry a call and just tell him what he missed.
Yeah. Those Eyes was the name of that tune. That album actually came out in 2011.
But yeah.
You said that there was a couple of years to get that out.
Yeah, right? A while to do it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Oh, well.
Sometimes when you go through major medical issues.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of slows your plans down.
Speaking of major medical issues, we got Joe standing by. Of course, Joe's in and out of rehab constantly.
Radio rehab.
Radio rehab, yeah.
We don't want to get the... it's not a substance problem. It's just he can't quit talking on the radio. His wife says he just does news all night long in his sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
So something's got to... They had an intervention. They had Walter Cronkite and David Brinkley and all the late deceased great newsmen coming... talked to him, and Floyd Robertson from SCTV was there. And
all of those good guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, Joe's really getting impatient. We better let him have his 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah, toes just
tapping.
Look at him.
Impatient toe tap.
What a pencil neck.
Yeah.
Anyways, a news update. We'll be back on the second half.
One of these days. Yeah, my friends told me you've been giving me a hard time, and I listened today.
Yeah.
You'll hear from my lawyer soon.
Yeah. All right, we'll be
Maybe
back.
Maybe his lawyer is Terry Hill. You never know, because Terry's licensed to practice in many states and some different foreign countries, I think.
I know. If I got a knock at the door here in 30 seconds.
We're calling Terry. Terry, you got to get up here, bud.
Yeah, that's right. We
Bring
need help.
Bring Looney Bin and come on up.
Jeez. Anyway, news update. Here we go.
It is September 26th. And this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. There has been a major oil discovery off the coast of Newfoundland. It's about 500 kilometers east of St. John's, and the deposit is believed to include anywhere from 300 to 600 million barrels of recoverable oil. The discovery has been made by the Norwegian company Statoil and Calgary-based Husky Energy. This is the third major oil discovery in 4 years off the Newfoundland coast. CBC News has discovered that the RCMP is now formally investigating the expense claims of Senator Pamela Wallin. In Ottawa, Lori Graham reports.
Two Mounties have begun questioning other senators and Senate officials on Parliament Hill. They're asking questions, some general questions, just about filling out expense forms, about the audit process. But more specifically, they want to know about changes made in Wallin's event calendar, and they also want to know more about Pamela Wallin's Senate schedule and corporate schedule. Wallin racked up a pretty hefty bill in flights that she said were only for Senate business. CBC has been told the RCMP probe has been going on for the past couple of weeks, will likely continue well into the fall, which may not bode very well for Stephen Harper, who has prorogued Parliament, no doubt in part, to distance his government from the spending scandal. But the spending scandal is not going away. It's still making headlines and will likely dominate the fall session when it resumes in mid-October.
That's the CBC's Lori Graham in Ottawa. Al-Shabaab, the militant group that stormed a shopping mall last weekend in Nairobi, Kenya, has now launched another attack. Here's the CBC's Derek Stoffel.
Well, it happened early this morning, according to Kenyan police. They say that Al-Shabaab militants stormed a security post along the border with Somalia, and in the battle, two Kenyan police officers were killed, another three were injured. We've also heard from the leader of Al-Shabaab, Ahmed Godain, in an audio message that was posted on the internet. He's promising more attacks against Kenya's security forces. He says if Kenya doesn't withdraw its troops from Somalia, where they are waging a war with Al-Shabaab. There are certainly concerns here in Kenya that the mall siege last week was really only the start of a larger offensive by Al-Shabaab militants. A concern also for Canadians as well. A number of Canadian citizens have been recruited by Al-Shabaab in recent years.
That's the CBC's Derek Stoffel in Nairobi. A major international study on climate change comes out this week, with the scientists involved saying that, like never before, they are convinced human activity is a leading factor behind global warming. But this isn't expected to satisfy most climate change skeptics. The CBC's Margot McDermott reports.
Alberta's floods are just a hint of what scientists say is heading our way as climate change triggers more extreme weather. They're more sure than ever the world is warming and it's caused by humans. But they're less sure why world temperatures have risen more slowly in the last 15 years than predicted. They think it's partly because of the climate's natural variations. Canadian scientist John Stone helped review the report.
What we've seen is a combination of what we've done to the climate and what nature does to the climate on its own.
Climate skeptics claim it's proof that scientists have exaggerated the danger of climate change and its link to burning fossil fuels. David Kreutzer is with the conservative Washington think tank, the Heritage Foundation.
The models that predict accelerating warming are getting worse and worse at predicting reality.
The final report from more than 800 experts will be released tomorrow. It's expected to argue the slower warming is short-term and that climate change is not going away. Margaret McDermott, CBC News. Ottawa.
The body of a high-ranking member of the Hells Angels has been found less than 2 weeks after he escaped from a minimum security prison in Quebec. Quebec police say they discovered the body of 48-year-old René Charlebois after executing a search warrant at a house east of Montreal. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot there, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show. And, yeah, Joe's feeling much better now. So we've got some Murray McLaughlin standing by. This is from an album of his. This one goes back to 1980, Into a Mystery. And we're going to listen to Try Walking Away right here on...
Sooth Kootenai Radio, beauty, eh?
Oh, beauty, for sure.
Beauty. Take off.
You were no better than a wall now. listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
All right. There we go. It's Link Raver.
Log off, Willie.
Well, I don't know.
Humiliate him.
I got to have a look to see if it was. Anyways, no, he's still there.
He's still there. Yeah. He's a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, that's we lost.
He probably has it running on his computer, but he went to the hardware stores.
It was somebody from Toronto we lost.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways.
Go Leafs, eh?
That's right. Anyways, that music there by Link Ray, that's the theme music for This Day in Rock History.
It is. Yeah. When I hear that music, I instinctively know it's like Pavlov's dog. We all start twitching when that music starts.
That's right.
Because we know Tim's got some real beauties coming up here.
I got some useless trivia for your head.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a couple of birthdays here for September the 26th. The first one, we're going all the way back to 1926 when Julie London, and she had a big hit called Cry Me a River.
Yeah.
We'll play something a little more updated and a little more toe-tapping to my liking, you know, because...
And her husband, Bobby Troup, had a big hit song, too.
Name rings a bell.
He was on...
Don't tell me now, What, he's on F Troop?
No, I don't mean my No, he was on B Troop. Yeah. That emergency show. It was a Jack Webb production.
Same time
when Adam 12 and all, but it was about a fire department emergency rescue people. But he played a doctor on that show. But he did. He had a hit with Route 66.
Right. Huh. The name rang a bell, anyways. But Julie London doesn't. Yeah. Joe Bauer, born on this day in 1941, of course, he's the drummer for the Young Bloods. Their big hit, Get Together.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, how could I be so silly to not remember that? Yeah. And here we go, 1948, Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
She's that old. She lived that long.
Yeah. And her big hit, this is the first one I remember her, Let Me Be There. That's when they had that guy that played the real deep vocals on that one. He used to just crack me up. I think that was her very first album.
It might have been. Was it the bass singer from the Lawrence Welk show, maybe?
No, I don't think so, yeah. All right, now here's the part you've been waiting for. The useless trivia throughout the years on September.
Stuff you can use all day long.
All day long, yeah. And the first story is from 1956. That's when Fats Domino... Blueberry Hill hits the pop chart.
The pop chart?
I didn't even know we had a pop chart in 56.
Well, are you sure that doesn't say pop tart?
No, it doesn't.
Pop chart.
Anyway, that song made it all the way to number 4.
Wow.
And then now we're going to jump ahead to 1964, and that's when Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman reaches the top of the Billboard Hot 100. Obviously, that's different than the pop chart.
Yes, it is. Totally different.
And it would be the last of a string of 9 straight top 10 records for the Big O. And that doesn't stand for Olympic Stadium.
And that was in 64, you said?
Yeah, 64.
And that was the last of a string of hits?
That's what it says. I just read this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Right? I thought you made it up, too. That's why I was asking.
Well, sometimes I...
wanted to see if it's the same way twice, you know.
I do ad-lib a little bit. You know.
Yeah.
We had a message come in.
He says he's listening on his... This is from our very own Terrence Hill in Walport, Oregon. This news just in. Oops.
Whoops.
Said he is... Because I told him there's somebody from Walport listening to Tim and I this morning. Couldn't be you, could it? We told whoever it was that was listening to call you and tell you Walport and you were on the radio map. said, I'm listening on my Roku streaming device that I got Netflix, that I get Netflix on. Much better than the computer. And by the way, I'm not licensed to practice law anywhere, thank heavens. Well, I don't think he ever was, actually. Well, no, I think he was. I know he was in Montana. Oh. He's a licensed singer-songwriter, which means he can sing and songwrite and serve alcohol in the premises.
Wow.
That's what licensed means up here.
So if he's not licensed to practice, well, he didn't get that.
Well, he doesn't need to practice anymore because he's so good. You just got to have a license to practice. Then once you get good enough, you can lawyer without a license, I think is the way that works.
I was wondering.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Terry.
Because I know you can get some of those degrees. You know, they're in the back of the Rolling Stone magazine that they can sign up for.
No, I remember when he went to law school, so I know he actually went for that. And I was, I think, well, he was probably in his late 40s, I'm guessing. I don't think he was as old as 50 when he went to law school. But I remember asking his wife, said, what's next, med school? And he goes, no way in the world. Not when I'm around, anyway, is what she said. So
anyway.
She's still around, so he hasn't gone to med school yet. But there's always hope. He's a young fella.
Right on. Okay, we got some more useless trivia here that I got to get through.
More useless even than what I just said?
That's right.
God, yeah. That's hard to imagine.
And this is the stuff,
more useless than me.
This will be right up your alley, though. This is also from bowling, 1964. Huh? Yeah, bowling, yeah. Ten pin, yeah. Anyway, the Kinks released their first U.S. hit. Of course, see, this is different than the Billboard Hot 100 and the U.S. pop chart.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of these things.
There are.
Anyway, you really got me. The song will spend 10 weeks on the Billboard chart and go all the way to number 7.
Yeah, it put them on the map for sure.
It did.
And what was their next hit?
Lola?
No. All Day and All in the Night?
Okay. I probably
Lola
had that
was
one
quite a ways later.
Yeah.
That was 16, when they had matured.
67 or 69, maybe.
Yeah. They did a really cool version of Louie Louie, too.
Did they? Jeez, I should look. I might have that. I have
there,
a few Kinks
greatest
out.
Hits. If you have the greatest
I do
hits
have
album,
the greatest hits
it's
one.
On that one. Yeah. Or maybe it's on the Well-Respected Man.
Yeah. I normally shy away from the greatest hits album, but some of them I had.
Well, back in those days, those albums came out, and it'd be 10 songs or 12 songs, and maybe two of them were listenable, and the rest were just to keep...
filler?
You keep their, you know...
keep the contract.
Like the brain that keeps your ears from slamming together.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, wait.
There's Terrence again.
He'll be serving up some tunes at the Drift Inn, and I don't know. These Oregon people, they make up these strange names for towns. It's Yachats? I don't know. Yachats, Oregon, on October the 6th.
There
so those
go.
Are going to be in the greater Waldport area, which is about an hour south of Portland, right on the coast. Go see our very own Terrence Hill. He doesn't have a license to do music anymore either. He had a license to practice music way back when, like law.
Hmm.
But, I mean, he's a perfect example of you don't need a license anymore. I don't even think he probably has one to drive with because he's such a good driver.
He's what you
could be wrong on that one.
Is he a free man?
A free man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's free.
He's free. Oh, he's free. All right. Yeah.
Don't nobody own that boy.
All right on. All right, what else do we have here? 1968, Dusty Springfield enters a recording studio in Memphis to lay down...
rehab.
to lay down the track that would prove to be critically acclaimed, Dusty in Memphis. Ooh, that album, yeah. Went all the way to number 10. Son of a Preacher Man.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah. And here we go. In 1969, the Beatles released their 13th album, Abbey Road. Its issue in the U.S. is a week later, and it's the last album they'll ever make together as a group. The album cover showing the band crossing the street will become one of the most imitated in recording history.
Yeah.
Actually... They got a webcam there. Just go to abbeyroad.com and you can...
I have to look at that sometime and see.
Oh, it's constant. Day and night, people are walking across that sidewalk. Their pictures are, you know, their friends
are taking...
Well,
isn't that the way you get from one side of the street to the other?
Yeah, but it's on that exact spot where they did the picture.
Yeah.
And also on this day in 1974, John Lennon releases Walls and Bridges. It'll reach number 1 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1987, the Grateful Dead's Touch of Grey will peak at number 9 on the U.S. singles chart.
Again, that was probably their highest.
I think it was their only one that went 40, to number 1, anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, pardon me, peaked at number 9. It's the only one that made the top 10. How's that sound?
It's the only one that made number 1. It only got to 9. But,
yeah,
you know,
see, I was.
If it wasn't for those 8 songs above it, it would have been number 1.
I was still looking at that John Lennon song. But anyway. And then on this day, sad note, if you're a Robert Palmer fan, he passed away on this day in 2003. He was just in his early 50s, I think. But he had a couple of tunes there, Bad Case of Love and You. Oh, he was 54. There it is. Yeah. And he was also with a band called Power Station as well. I think they did that T-Rex song.
I don't remember what they did, but I think Nick Lowe was in that band.
Well, I'll have to look that up.
Remember who?
But instead, we got two songs that we're going to play from all this useless trivia that we just give you. And we don't have a Julie London's version of Cry Me a River, but I'll tell you what, we got a great version here by Joe Cocker with the Mad Dogs and Englishmen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great album, that one. So it came out in 1970, actually. Let's give it a spin.
Let's do on Sooth Goodney Radio 8.
Remember all that you said. Oh. Thanks indeed. Thank you, Bush.
We gotta hold off with Bruce Coburn. He wasn't part of rock history.
No, but he probably will be someday.
One day, yeah. Anyways, there we go. We had the Kinks for you. You Really Got Me and Joe Cocker, Cry Me a River, with, that was a Julie London tune, wasn't
yeah.
it? Her birthday, but yeah, that was a tune she made famous, apparently. What was her husband's name? Something
Bobby Troup.
Bobby Troup, yeah. Anyways, after rock history, I'm talking like Elmer Fudd again. I'd better go and get that other coffee. But what do we got here? We'd like to do the weather across
need
the
Red
country.
Bull. It gives you wings.
Yeah, that's what I need. A couple of Red Bulls.
Yeah. Everybody needs that.
Yeah.
Like a hole in the head.
Yeah.
That and a big can of coconut water. Yeehaw.
Wow. Is coconut water, has that got some weird effects?
It was a big thing last year at the World Juice Conference, coconut water thing.
Oh, yeah. Is that right, eh?
There's two different companies there exhibiting, forcing the stuff on people. Oh. And then the CEO of this one company, Zico, maybe?
Oh.
But this guy, he's from New York, and he got up and he talked about, yeah, we've invested $12 million in this. Years ago, we haven't got a dime's worth of profit yet, and yet Coca-Cola bought them out.
Weird.
They'd sold for who knows how many millions to Coca-Cola after being in business for a long time, never showing a profit. So,
wow, that's pretty weird. Huh. Anyways, what do we got? I think I can spit it out now. We're going to do the weather across the country.
Here. Good job, Tim.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We're currently in the Crescent Valley. It's warmed up to 8 degrees.
Eight whole degrees?
Yeah.
God, that's 2 degrees.
Look at that.
That's a third warmer than it was.
Yeah, but look at that nice sunshine.
I know, it's a beautiful day out there.
Gotta like that.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, better.
You may not see it again for a
while. What do we got in Vancouver? They're currently sitting at 10 degrees with mainly sunny skies. Calgary's cloudy and 4.
4?
Oh, geez.
That's only half as warm as it is here right now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And they're an hour ahead of us.
Yeah, they are. They should be. Yeah. They are advanced in many ways. But apparently temperature is not one of them. When you were flipping through there. And I don't know what it is in Walport, because Walport's its entire whole separate world down there south of Portland.
Yeah.
But it was 11 degrees.
In Portland, yeah.
In Portland. So that'd be 52 degrees Fahrenheit for... Because I don't want to confuse...
51.
The folks listening in Walport today.
51 degrees.
Yeah. It could be 51 or 52. It's right on the cusp.
There. Right on there, yeah.
But we don't know what it is in Walport. Maybe our Walport correspondent will...
I wonder if I could...
Will write us and tell us. Although he is preparing for his... serving up some tunes at the Drift Inn.
It's 45 in Walport.
Oh, it's 45 in Walport. Never mind, Walport correspondent. Yeah. We're on it. We have ways of doing this. So.
But check it out in Winterpeg. It's not too wintry there. 18 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud.
Yeah, but that's probably Fahrenheit.
No, that's Celsius.
You sure?
Yeah, I don't know how to change it to Fahrenheit here on the Canadian map.
There, on the regular forecast, there's a... little thing you can click either F or C.
Yeah, but see, this is a media forecast.
Oh,
so, of course, you're not allowed to change.
That's right, you're media.
Yeah, we're media.
We're just people.
Sunny and 18 in Toronto. And look at that. Sunny, cloudy, and raining in Halifax. 13
degrees.
Sunny,
cloudy, and raining, yes.
Yeah, okay. They got it all happening there.
Yeah, they divide the city into thirds, and each third has its own weather.
And then it's raining in St. John's, Newfoundland, 12 degrees there. All right, what do we got here? We should play some more tunes. Let's check the bin here, see what we got.
Since it's Ian Tyson's birthday.
Well, that was yesterday. Yesterday was Ian Tyson's birthday, yeah.
Now you tell me.
Yeah. Yeah, see, he didn't come up on Rock History today, but... and see, one of the guys in Ozark Mountain Daredevils passed away yesterday, too.
Which one?
Well, let's have a look here. Stephen Kennedy. He was killed
really?
when he was flying a vintage World War II plane.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of did a roll and ended up crashing into a tree.
Yeah, he wasn't one of the original guys. He was kind of a sideman friend of theirs. Played drums.
Yeah. That was in 1999 he passed away.
Oh, that long ago?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you said yesterday.
Well,
the anniversary was yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Because they lost a guitar player just a few years ago in a house fire, too.
Oh, is that
it's
right?
It's kind of a risky band to be in, apparently.
Yikes.
I knew them way back.
Way back.
They were stars.
Yeah. Anyway, I think what I'll do is I'll go back here. I got an old song. Oh, how about Alan Lane, The Cuckoo?
That sounds like a plan there because he's kind of that way, you know.
It is, yeah. I think we'll have a listen to that one. That's from the Shoot the Moon album of 2006. The Cuckoo right here on...
Oh, sorry. Sooth. Kootenai Radio, that was absorbed in memories of recording this. So,
yeah.
So I kind of lost my train of thought there for a minute.
She whirls as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the fifth day of July. And a gamble in England, and a gamble in Spain, and I bet you $5. I'm gonna win the next game. Cabin up on a mountain high, so I can circling as she goes passing by. Oh, Willie, I'm afraid of your way. You won't like me, a gambler, and you lead me astray. Well, I know you from old. You done robbed my poor pockets of that silver and that gold. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, and she never says cuckoo till the 15th of July.
I'm not patrolling the streets of Creston Valley. I'm listening to South Kootenai Radio, because I'm Batman.
Take my arms, I want to lose them. Take my lips, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry, and I know that I am no good without you. You took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
Okay, Mac.
My heart, so why not take all of me?
Let's turn the power on to the board there, Slick.
Processing. There we go.
Yeah. We got the power to the board now. We had a little misfire here in the control room.
Yeah, we were too busy.
On the power button.
That's
shut the whole works down.
That darn Satan. Anyways, yeah, that was just about Mack Walter and John Cronin there with All of Me.
And that was young John Cronin singing.
Was it?
Yeah.
That one came out in 2003. Huh. From the album called Cousins.
Yeah.
All right. Gary brought over an album here today by The People.
PPL.
PPL, yeah. They're actually on tour right now. And
going to be here in Creston on October the 2nd.
October the 2nd? Yeah. There it is. It says Snoring Sasquatch.
Oh,
geez.
It'll be a good show.
They're in Jasper the night before. Holy crow.
Yeah, they got quite a tour going on.
Yeah, they got a tour going on. And they got a new album out to support it. It's just called The People, or The PPL 2. And we're going to listen to a couple of songs off it right now. The first one we've here, it's Breathe the Air. What was the next one? Oh, Shades of Grey we're going to listen to. This is off their very new album. If you're looking to purchase the album, if you like what you hear, they're on iTunes now.
They are.
Yeah. So.
And also, if you go to the Sasquatch, especially you folks from out of town, start walking now so you can get here in time. And you can buy it right from their hot little hands.
That's right. Probably...
these guys are from up in Whitehorse.
Whitehorse,
the Yukon.
The Yukon, yeah.
Although their proud parents
live right here in Creston.
One of them's proud parents live right here in beautiful downtown Creston.
Yeah. All right, Breathe the Air is the name of this song right here on
Sooth Kootenai Radio.
A place to rock and drink the water. A place to so I can breathe the air. Where the trees are green in the summer. But you know, man, you're so in fire. Ashes how you breathe, yeah. Ashes how you breathe, yeah. Ashes how you breathe, yeah.
Must be getting up there.
He's getting up there. He's getting long in the tooth.
We're talking about Delbert McClinton. Yeah, you must have heard us there anyway. But anyways, we just finished up there.
You must have. You had to.
Yeah, with The People.
Required.
Too. Their new album.
Yeah, neat.
Yeah.
It's a neat approach to kind of heavier music because they do it mainly with acoustic. The stringed instruments are primarily acoustic, and it's a real neat way to get kind of a metal point across with that.
But October the 2nd, I think
that's
it
right.
was, at the Sasquatch. That's a Wednesday night.
Be there.
So, be there or be square.
The night before the World Juice Awards.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but not at the Sasquatch. They're
no.
they're
Cologne, Germany.
The Hotel Pullman in Cologne, Germany. Yeah.
Right on. And you hop on the plane tomorrow, eh?
Tomorrow. Yeah, it's time tomorrow. We'll be waiting in the Spokane Airport. having just endured the TSA screening line, waiting to fly to Seattle and then change planes and then an interminable flight to Amsterdam from Seattle.
Wow.
Spent 15 hours in the air.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I hope they let you walk around on that.
Well, they do if you can get out of your seat. I don't know if we're in the middle of the center section like we were last year or if we're... I don't think we have aisle seats, but...
See, I love the aisle seat.
Well, that's the only place to sit, but...
Yeah.
No, it was just hell last year, that flight. Because you can't sleep. You're so crammed in there, you can't get comfortable to sleep.
That's right.
No matter how tired you get.
No.
Fortunately, the guy on the left of me was probably older than I was, so he was up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
During the flight. So I got up every time he did.
He got up. Take advantage of it, that was for sure.
Rather than... I used to crawl over him getting back in the seat, but I didn't.
No.
He
only had to get up the once when you wound it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's the people, or PPL. I'm not quite sure what they're called there.
People.
Yeah. And they're going to be at the Snoring Sasquatch on the 2nd. And, we'll have to keep you posted on the 3rd.
Yeah.
Giving updates here on the radio.
Yeah, because by the time... No, it's 8 hours, so yeah.
I guess it'll be the next morning.
It'll be the next morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll let you know how that comes out.
It'll be on the Facebook page, on the Tree page.
Yeah, very shortly after.
We'll be keeping an eye on that
after
one.
After the ceremony, it'll be on there, whether we won or not.
Yeah. Okay, we got some Delbert McClinton.
You better believe
standing
it.
By.
Blue-eyed soul.
Yeah, with Jungle Room, and this is from his Room to Breathe album of 2002, right here on
Sooth Kootenai Radio. That's how you say it.
That's how you say it.
None of the South stuff. It's Sooth.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, Delbert McClinton.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the mellow stuff happening today.
Yeah, we do. We're kind of laid back on this beautiful sunny day. Just kind of all played out from the crappy weather and the rain and stuff. And
well, that's it.
Need a day to recharge batteries, get some vitamin D, get the things rolling again, and then we'll...
Oh, well, that's the way it is. We got somebody... Well, I shouldn't probably say it. Got another listener tuned in. That brings us up.
Another thousand. What do you mean another listener? This thing's pretty good to be pick out one listener out of all the thousands.
I know. It's crazy. And, of course, we're going to finish off something goofy today because we haven't been goofy enough today.
Yeah.
It's kind of mellow today, I think. What we need is a walk downtown.
It's a very Canadian kind of song.
Kind of song, you know?
Yeah, I mean, telling Tim, most Americans learned what little they know about Canada from
this song.
From this song, yeah. In a large part.
So feel free to sing along if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it is a bit of a toe tapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here we go.
And there's a real message to it.
There is. Yeah. And of course, we can't do the thing where we give away a free coffee mug yet.
Not yet, but we're going to.
It's coming. They're on order, folks.
That's right.
Yeah. So anyways, see if you can't name the tune and sing along with it. Here we go.
Take off.
Next number two.
Okay, be real nice to him, eh?
Okay.
This is the hit single section of our album.
Good day.
Geddy Lee is here from Rush. Hi, Geddy. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, Geddy?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Good day, eh?
Good day. Good day. Thanks for coming down to do our hit.
Well, it's my pleasure, eh?
Did our lawyer call you?
Yeah. I'm, $10 is $10.
I hope you don't mind, but there's a photographer that's going to be taking pictures of us together to prove that you are here doing the record.
In case people don't believe us.
Yeah. How come he's not wearing a toque?
Oh, he's not from the Great White North, eh?
Okay, so if you'd like to put on a toque and some headphones, we can do the hit single now.
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Do you have the lyric sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I memorized them.
Oh, great. Beauty.
How did you do that so fast?
I'm a professional.
We'll just sit over here, like, while you're singing, eh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Good luck, eh?
Good luck.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie and this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay,
everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out!
It was.
You're lying.
He holds it here just sort of rid on my coattail.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off!
Singing, eh?
Yeah,
he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right, because my brother and I are now experts in the field,
yeah,
eh?
Right, because we're a band now. And,
except for him. I'm a band.
Oh, how can you do that, making me look bad? You're such a hose hand.
Yeah, well, take off! It's a drum solo.
Okay, everyone, like, this is me on the drums,
Oh,
eh?
Get out.
It is not.
It
your
is so.
Stop I lying, lying, will you?
Take off, eh?
Oh.
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh? Like magic, eh?
Yeah.
It's coming in.
Well, that's
like it was sung by angels.
Short.
No way.
Yeah, they're not that long. Okay, so
So good day.
Good day.
Hey, you guys.
What?
Such a hoser.
There's no way I'll ever do another record with you, hoser.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll do a solo album.
Fine, and you'll be looking for me on another label.
Oh, now everybody's gone. Good day.
Good day.
So, like, take off.
It is September 26th.